This is VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Prophetic Tuesday. Here on BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Here I am. Get on Dale Gentry Facebook, and let's start talking and praying and prophesying. It's going to be a wonderful day. I'm excited.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak made strong, but most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
I love to hear the voice of God. Hey, welcome everybody here on Prophetic Tuesday. Dale Gentry here, and along with Martin Smith and Delirious doing the music. Good to have you listening, and not on Facebook live today. Because I'm here in the studio by myself, so it's me and the Holy Spirit, and of course those of you that are joining me all across America and around the world. Just heard from somebody in South Africa. Good to have you listening here on Prophetic Tuesday. Dale Gentry here, and well, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on BPNradio.com, may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel, prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we're absolutely delighted that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne, edited by Aliona Pachuca, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. It's going to be a great day today. We'll have a lot of prophetic words that I'm going to give today, so you get to stand by Connie and Nana and Tessa and Jessica and Crystal and Angelina and Tina and Monica and Renee and Connie and Ron and Jean and Rochelle and Van and Nancy and Patty and Natalie and Kimberly and Alyssa and Danita and Dina and Jackie. I don't know who, Patricia, I don't know who all I'm going to prophesy over today, but I got a bunch of words. I've been up since early this morning. What I do is I take your name that you leave on one of my Facebook pages, Dale Gentry or Dale W. Gentry. And I put those down, and I just begin to pray over them. And I just, I'll get maybe two or three or four sentences for you. I'll write that down. It could be a now word. It could be a future word. Could be a confirming word. It could be a new word. I don't know. It may be something that you know is about to happen or something you least suspected. And so what I do, I've been doing this now, serving as a prophetic voice across America and around the world for, well, since 1985. So I've ministered over thousands and thousands of people. And I just know I operate on the premise that one word from God can change your life forever. And sometimes I hear it, sometimes I see it, and it's not something you can receive with your mind, because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God. You have to receive it with your spirit. And if you don't bear witness to it, you say, well, I just don't bear witness to that. You don't have to receive it. But if you bear witness with your spirit, you write it down, and then you begin to declare it. You hear something, see something, then you begin to speak your worlds into existence. Gina had a wonderful day yesterday. You know, we just go out for special events now. We used to travel almost every week of the year for over 30 years, but here I am at BPNradio.com. I'm on the air 4 days a week, and some of my interviews are played in every day. But anyhow, I'm here, but sometimes I go out, and Sunday morning, Gene and I were in Sugar Land, Texas, at Epicenter. Easy and Lena Jones lead that great church, and I helped dedicate that brand new facility there in Sugar Land, Texas. Boy, it's a great facility. And 7 years ago, I went to the church and I began to prophesy. I said, I see y'all moving into a warehouse looking building, and I began to describe what I saw. So they received the word by faith and they began to speak it. It's taken 7 years. 7 years for that word to come to pass. But yeah, Sunday morning, I preached there, prophesied, and dedicated that wonderful, beautiful facility. And it does look like a warehouse on the inside. It's amazing. And the word of the Lord came to pass. It was a great day. And then, of course, Sunday night, I went to be with several of my spiritual kids and grandkids there at Celebration of Life in Baytown, Texas, a church led by Todd and Cindy Mooring and Kelly Hargraves. And, of course, that is a great family. Out of that family comes Leland, who's four-time Grammy nominee, Jack Mooring, and their daughter-in-law, Whitney Mooring, Michael W. Smith's daughter, and Ray Lynn. Kelly's daughter is Ray Lynn, the famous country singer. I don't know how much, and all these, Chris Crump, one of the finalists of The Voice. Boy, they are just loaded with talents, and I have a lot of spiritual grandkids. Shelley Roberts, one of my spiritual granddaughters, just bringing out a brand new recording, beautiful love song. I mean, those guys are just brimming with lots of talent, and We're gonna get together with the family and others. We're gonna have a prayer and prophetic gathering, planning on having it in September. So stay tuned. We'll give you more information. Everybody will be invited to come and be with us. So, wow! Just want to give a shout out to Ian Kieber. Today is Ian's 45th birthday, and Ian and Allison, of course, Ian and Allison Kieber host Prophetic Thursday at noon now on Thursdays on bpnradio.com, TuneIn Radio, and Facebook Live. Tomorrow, I'll go ahead and give her a shout-out, Mrs. America's birthday, Jean Gentry. Her birthday is tomorrow. And if you want to give her a shout-out or send her a message or what have you, well, she's truly worthy of that. A wonderful wife for these past 57 years that we've been married, 51 years of full-time ministry. Boy, it's a great day today. It's a wonderful day. I've got a lot of prophetic words, and I am so excited. I have a tremendous anticipation of what the Holy Spirit is about to do here on bpnradio.com. So I'm delighted, and I am delighted that you are listening here on this Prophetic Tuesday. Get ready.
The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ.
We're going to hear the voice of the Lord. Yes, we are. Father, we just pray that you'd just come and anoint Prophetic Tuesday here on bpnradio.com. Tune in radio. And anoint our ears to hear. Let your glory come down today.
We long to hear words eternal.
Yes, we do.
Forever changing our hearts. And if you'd come, we'd love to hear the voice of God. Oh, will you come? We long to hear your voice, oh God.
Here we go here on bpnradio.com, and this program will be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock today. And don't forget that we are recording all of these, and all of these are on podcast, and you can listen to them. I know some of you have turned in your name. You already received a prophetic word. Maybe you didn't hear it, but here's what you do. I'm going to tell you what to do now. All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com, our new website, BPN. That stands for Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com. And on the top, it says podcast. I'm going to click on there right now, and then it says listen now. So I'm going to click on that, and then it's going to have prophetic sessions. And it's got prophetic sessions for the last 15 months. Through May the 8th, last Tuesday, is not on, but it will be on soon. Michael Schonborn, our engineer, he'll have those on. And all of those prophetic sessions are on there, all way back for 15 months. You can listen to those. And if you've not heard your word, it's probably on there. And if you haven't heard a word and it's not on there, we're going to get to you pretty quick. We've determined we're not going to let any words fall to the ground. So, here we go.
And if you'd come, we'd love to hear the voice of God. Ooh. Oh, when you come, we long to hear your voice, oh God.
Boy, I'd love to hear the voice of God. I'd love to prophesy because I know that one word from God can change your life forever, forever and ever and ever and ever. Yeah, we're calling on your name, Lord. Yes, we are, because we know the one word from God. So I'm going to get right to work here today on this Thursday, Tuesday, Prophetic Tuesday. And I have a word for Noah B. from Grapevine, Texas. Noah, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the wait is over. Get your bags packed, because the plans that you've been making are in motion. And Erica A. from West Palm Beach, Florida. The special gifting that resides inside of you is coming to the forefront. Don't let anybody talk you out of it or accept second best. I bless you right now. I bless you, Erica. And I bless you, Millie B. from Homestead, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying there is a solution. There is a remedy, not relying on man's wisdom, but the wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit. There's definitely a way to move forward in the midst of these days of trials and difficulties. He is providing a way where there seems no way. Remember, Millie B. from Homestead, Florida, he is your Jehovah Jireh. He is your provider. And Jim from Orlando, Florida. I have some Floridian words here. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, this is Jim for Jim B., Orlando, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that your wrestling days are over. You have prevailed over your enemies, and it's time to enter that place of rest where you will hear the voice of the Lord speaking to you from the gates of heaven. God has enlarged your territory, has given you favor even with your enemies. Those who have opposed you the most will come around. It's a supernatural thing, Jim. And Candy M., I hear the Holy Spirit saying you've allowed false accusations to bring torment to your mind and spirit. Candy is from Louisiana. Yeah, exempting you from the progress you've been making the past several years. You must know that the main accuser is Satan himself, using others that you trusted to attempt to bring you down to the ground. But you must submit yourself to God. You resist the devil, he'll flee from you. You must not allow false accusations or fears of some type of allegation against you to bring you to a place of depression, discouragement, despair. None of those D words. Place yourself into a new place of accountability and proceed with the bold and beautiful woman you are, writing a feature story about yourself for a future publication. Oh, that's great. D. Marie T., Kingwood, Texas. You can do business in low places, or you can do business in high places. Just depends on what you see. If you can see it, you can have it. A lot of people, they just can't see it. What do you see? If you see yourself doing business in low places, that's where you'll be. But if you lift up your eyes and look upon the hills from which comes your help, your help comes from the Lord, you are going to see yourself doing business in high places. Encourage yourself if you will, and you will if you want to. So I bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen, and amen. Pastor Brad from Woodward, Oklahoma. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that changes will be met with major adversity. But he's given you wisdom to walk down that track, taking those who want to go to the next level with you. But don't leave anyone behind. Let those who want to go but are moving slow, give them opportunity to catch up with you. No one left behind who wants to go to that next level that you see so clearly. Give them some time to see and to respond, even though some are quite uncertain. A real test of your true leadership is underway, but it's going to be good. It's a good land flowing with milk and honey. Olivia M. from Eunice, Louisiana. I see the oil of gladness about to consume your life. All those years of wilderness wanderings being left behind as you enter the good land, accompanied by the good life. The good land, accompanied by the good life. Olivia, I bless you in Jesus' name. Jeremiah H. from Sand Springs, Oklahoma. Jeremiah, hear the Holy Spirit saying, you are a true pioneer. Make your plans for the fall. The blessings will come in the fall season. The blessings will fall in the fall. I bless you, Jeremiah, in Jesus' name. And Bruce and Susie I. from Fredericksburg, Texas, not far from our studios here where I'm broadcasting live in our studios in Austin, Texas. I keep hearing these words, the world, the world, the world, the world. So make no small plans. There are many waiting to hear your voices. Voices from far away places are calling your names. Bruce and Susie, I bless you. You've already paid the price. Your tickets have already been paid for. So take your journey. I bless you in Jesus' name. Rhonda B. from Turkey Creek, Louisiana. We got a lot of listeners from Louisiana today. Rhonda, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you are a major instructor. I see you sitting on the board of major corporations because of your gifts to make incredible presentations. I see you as a major consultant as well. Your revelation gift is about to soar, promoting you into high places. I would call them extreme places in Jesus' name. So get ready, prepare yourself, because it's coming. Kathy Y. from Edmond, Oklahoma. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you will not be left out. Sometimes you're afraid that you're going to be left out of the bigger plan. You know what the smaller plan is, and you understand that you have great confidence there, but your confidence level is soaring to new heights, and I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, Kathy Y. from Edmond, Oklahoma, that you are not going to be left out. Kathy, I bless you in Jesus' name. Patricia K. from Speedwell, Tennessee. Speedwell, Tennessee. Patricia, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you bring great joy to everyone around you. You know how to speak a word in due season. Your words are like apples of gold in settings of silver. Solomon said, so keep speaking, don't stop. Keep speaking those words. You outline a good plan. You give people great hope and great courage, encouragement, when you speak those words. So, Patricia K. from Speedwell, Tennessee, you say, well, you're going a little bit fast, Dale. Well, I'm excited because I'm hearing the voice speak to people today. And I'm also on my Dale Gentry Facebook Live page. And if you want to give me a shout out, I may give some prophetic words over people that are just tuning in. Remember, I'm broadcasting live this morning. And if you're listening to a replay, that means you're listening at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 10 o'clock. And tomorrow, I want to announce that I'm going to have Dennis Jernigan on with me from Muskogee, Oklahoma. Dennis Jernigan is going to be on, longtime friend, great recording artist. He's got a new project going. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. And, wow. Okay, I've got a word. I'm going to move along here because I've got a lot of words to declare. D. Marie T. from Kingwood, Texas. Don't be frustrated. Lift up your eyes and look under the hills from which comes your help. And Gino there from Brooklyn, New York. I see your message there. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. God is bringing you into a company of people that have great faith, because what God has assigned for you to do is going to require a lot of faith. a lot of faith. So he's bringing to a place of great faith. And I got some words here. I got a word for Jackie S. from Carlsbad, California. Jackie, I see you putting together a worship team, especially for stadium gatherings. I tell you, we're on the very precipice. In fact, it's already began. The fire of the Holy Spirit has started in different geographical locations across America. It's going to spread into other nations of the world, and we're going to have major stadium events because local churches and auditoriums will not be able to contain the people that are coming for revival. Young preachers coming out of obscurity to preach the gospel, and Jackie S. from Carlsbad, California, you're preparing major worship teams. What the Holy Spirit is about to do in America is going to be mind-boggling. And Jackie, I declare, I bless you now, I declare you're going to be a part of the major happenings. I bless you in Jesus' name. And other people that say, I'm getting ready for it, I'm hungry for God. There's a tremendous hunger. I've just, this month, May, Gene and I have been only going out for special events, but we spent two Sundays at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. And it's just been amazing, the glory of God that we experience those two Sundays, and what we see happening is absolutely amazing. Sunday night, I just took a time to lay hands on, I don't know how many scores of people that Gene and I just laid hands on for an impartation. In fact, I'm going to pray for those of you right now that are hungry for God. You say, I'm hungry for God. I want to do the will of God, and I desire for God to use me in extraordinary ways. I want to be filled up with the Holy Ghost. I want to speak in tongues for hours. I just reach out to you right now. Iru ishikata rabata. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Sunday was Pentecost Sunday, and of course that was when the Spirit of God fell, according to Acts chapter 2, and the Bible said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord, one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, sat upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. When it was noised abroad that the Holy Ghost had come upon them, people came from every direction. And so 50 days after the resurrection is when the day of Pentecost was celebrated in Acts chapter 2. Sunday was Pentecost Sunday, 50 days after the resurrection event. And it was a wonderful Sunday. I'm telling you, the glory of God came. And I declare that many of you are being anointed with the Holy Ghost and with fire, 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 fire. And I just sense the fire of God that is falling on some of you right now, even as you listen to Prophetic Tuesday here on BPNradio.com. And Connie W. from Oklahoma, you were supposed to be first, so I'm going to apologize for that. I had you down first, but I got so excited that I started at the bottom of the list and worked myself up. So, Connie W. from Ames, Oklahoma. Connie, I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's laying a straight line for you to follow. He is making the crooked places straight, and the valleys and mountains turning into a wonderful journey to follow, filled with divine health, wealth, wholeness, happiness, contentment, a fulfillment of your purpose, bringing long-time promises into present blessings. Connie, you've sown bountifully, so now hear the Holy Spirit saying you are going to reap bountifully. He said if we sow sparingly, we're going to reap sparingly. If we sow bountifully, we're going to reap bountifully. So I declare in the name of Jesus over you, Connie, bountiful blessings indeed. Bountiful blessings coming your way in the name of Jesus. So why don't you just receive that if you will. Connie W., They're from Ames, Oklahoma. Hey, this is Prophetic Tuesday, and I'm excited. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, I'm ready to receive right now. I'm ready. I'm ready, 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 ready.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dance.
Hey, I see your message there, Tito from, let's see where Tito's from. I think from Altus, Oklahoma, I believe. Tito from Altus, I think. Anyhow, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time to get started. It's time to get underway. And so many people are looking for the starting line. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you right now that you have found the starting line. You found the starting line. So get started. And you say, well, where's the starting line? You found it right there. And you found the starting line. And today is the day for you to get started, Tito. All right? I bless you there. Tito V from Altus, Oklahoma. Yeah, God bless all you Okies listening out there. Good to have you listening on BPNRadio.com. We're not on Facebook Live today, but you can go to Dale Gentry Facebook page, and I'll be praying over some people. Your name's coming up. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Mary, from Katy, Texas. Mary, you are a mover and a shaker. And God is blessing you, and you are in the thick of things. So make your voice heard and send out your announcement. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, announce yourself. Announce yourself. And over you, Maria, from... or Maria from Reedley, California. There is a song. There is music in your life. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying he's accompanying. He's giving you a lot of people to accompany the music in your heart and the music in your life. So I bless you there in Reedley, California. Nana from Rego Park, New York. I hear the Holy Spirit saying to you today to stand your ground. Having done all to stand, you keep standing the ground, because the ground you are standing on is holy ground. You got to just take the anointing oil, and you have got to anoint the ground. Anoint the floor, anoint the carpet, anoint the hardwood, wherever wherever your arena is, because there's a lot of people trying to push you out of your place. And so don't allow anybody to push you out. Stand your ground, the ground, because the ground you're standing on is holy ground. Anoint it with oil and make your faith declarations and your faith proclamations. I want to say to those of you that are listening to Prophetic Tuesday, that when I give a word for someone, you got to know that word could be for you. It could be for you. And so you might just say, well, Dale didn't call my name, but I know that word is for me, so I believe that you can receive it. And remember, when you get a word, you have to receive it by faith. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that the natural man cannot receive the things of God, neither can he know them. Why? Because they're spiritually discerned. And so you hear it, you see it, and then you say it. You literally speak your worlds into existence. And, of course, the opposite of faith is not fear. The opposite of faith is doubt. Remember? Remember what Lucifer, Satan, said to Eve? Did God really say that to you? Is that really God? And so, you know, but before you can receive a word that I give or speak into your life, the devil will come and say, oh, how could that ever happen? How could that ever be? Oh, surely that could not happen. And so he tries to remove your word before you even grab hold of it. So you got to take it quickly. If you bear witness in your spirit, you got to say, that word is for me. Or maybe if you hear a word for somebody else, you say, that word's for me. You got to write it down. You got to literally speak your worlds. You literally speak your worlds into existence. So I bless you right now. I have a word for Tessa. Tessa S. from Orr City, Texas. Tessa, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's time to prove me that I've truly placed my hand upon your life. And the many times I've spoken to you, if you know that it's really me, then take some steps of faith. I'm waiting for you to come to me. Get out of the boat. Get out of the boat, Tessa, and come to me. You can walk on water. Come walk on the water with me. Come to me. I'll walk with you, work with you in response to those visions and dreams I placed in your heart. None of them are a giveaway or a takeaway. It's me, Tessa. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I hear the Lord saying, it's me, Tessa. Get out of the boat. Come to me, and we will work together. The plan is ready. Get out of the boat. Get out of your place of safety and follow me into a place of adventure. Tessa, I bless you in Jesus' name. Jessica B. from Edmond, Oklahoma. I have a word for you. Jessica, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he has prepared that special place for you. Since you're not a self-promoter, you got to accept his promotion. But promotion does not come, the Bible says, from the east or the west or the south. Promotion comes from the Lord. So you be blessed. Take a deep breath. Oh, yeah. Take a deep breath. It's because you know you can. He's preparing a peaceful transition for you. It's not going to be with all kinds of adversity and all kinds of havoc. No havoc. It's a peaceful transition for you. Jessica. Jessica B. from Edmond, Oklahoma. I bless you now. I have a word for you, Crystal C. from Midland, Texas. Crystal C. from Midland, Texas, hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are a dream maker, a producer of dreams that others have been given but are clueless about what to do with them. You will help them write their story and produce many of their stories on stage. I see you putting together special productions for people, and then you go to their church or city to share a play or production about them with their church or city, completely blowing them away with great joy. You have a special gift, Crystal. So, yeah, put your company together, put your team together, and go for it. And I bless you, Crystal, there in Midland, Texas. Angelina M. from Woodinville, Washington, minister there as well as a lot of places around that area and that state and the nations as well. Angelina M. from Woodinville, Washington. Angelina, I just declare you have this special gift to work with gifted young ladies that want to excel in life, preparing them to marry their prince or to work in high and influential places, teaching them proper etiquette, how to dress, how to present themselves, how to engage in conversations, how to keep themselves pure for their husband, how to present themselves in public, how to love the Lord, et cetera, et cetera. Angelina, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying you are going to develop a special group of young ladies who will impact their generation. So, Angelina M., Woodinville, Washington, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Tina N. from Dallas, Texas. Tina, I hear you broadcasting on radio, television, as well as social media places. You have a wonderful speaking voice and the ability to host your own show or programs, maybe even on bpnradio.com. Yeah, all things are possible. So you're going to speak to the world. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, speak to the world. Speak to your generation. Tina from Dallas, Texas. I bless you now in Jesus' name. And Monica W. from Rex, Georgia. Monica, you are a radical woman, a self-starter, one who has already received her marching orders. So start marching. You may start alone, but your voice and your faith will attract many around you. March right into the enemy camp and take back those who have been stolen, every last one of them. Monica, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, every last one of them. Don't stop until you have gone in to the enemy camp and taken back those who have been stolen by the enemy. Monica, I bless you in Jesus' name. I just want to remind you, everybody, that you are listening to BPNRadio.com. Dale Gentry, your host for Prophetic Tuesday. Don't forget Allison Kieber, along with her husband Ian, will be along at noon on Thursday for Prophetic Thursday. So put your name in, and we made a commitment not to let one name fall to the ground. So if we don't call your name 1 week, we'll try to call it the next or the next. That's why you don't want to miss a session of Prophetic Tuesday, Prophetic Thursday on BPNRadio.com. And I love to get on because I know, and many of you know, that one word from God can change your life forever. And the couple that that Jean and I ministered to on Sunday in Sugar Land, Texas, Easy and Lena Jones, way back in 1989, January of 1989, they were in a church that we were ministering at in Rosenberg, Texas, and I asked them to stand up and begin to prophesy about how God was going to use them. He was a businessman. Actually, he was a an owner of a major sports club in Houston, Texas, and God turned their world around. So you're going to be in full-time ministry. They have been. They birthed the church in Sugar Land way back when, and now they're doing a great work. That one word from God changed their life forever, and that one word from God can change your life forever, ever, ever, ever. So God bless you. I have a word for Dina G from Lubbock, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Those that have clean hands and a pure heart, not lifted up their soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, they shall ascend to the hill of the Lord. Those are the words of David. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, Dina, that you're going to teach many to walk in purity. Purity. So he is giving you major influence and a major space to speak to this millennial generation. All is not lost. And we know that Satan is out to destroy the millennials, but I declare you have a special place in the millennial generation, Dina G. from Lubbock, Texas. Now remember, when I give a word, it's not a chapter or a book. You may say, well, is there any more? It's just a word. It's just a short word. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says, we know in part and we prophesy in part. And so I just see a little part or hear a little part, and I will share that. But if you'll receive it by faith, if you will speak these words by faith, God will enlarge and expand. God will enlarge and expand what he is giving to you. And so, do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? Because if you do believe, if you can believe, all things are possible and nothing is impossible. I want to tell you, all things are possible and nothing is impossible. Sunday night, when I was in Baytown, Texas, which is near Houston, church led by my spiritual son and daughters, and wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people, Todd and Cindy Mooring and Kelly Hargraves. I just saw a young man on stage helping lead worship, and his name's Chris Crump. I prophesied over him, one of my spiritual grandsons. I prophesied over Chris on many occasions, and He just has, he's a recording artist now. He was one of the finalists on The Voice. And I'm going to play a little bit of his music, Chris Crump, just to know that one word from God can change your life forever. Here's Chris Crump. I'll play a little bit, and then I'm going to be back with some more prophetic words. And so Chris was in the service helping lead worship Sunday night. Sing it, Chris. All right, Chris. Love you, man. Wonderful spiritual grandson. He and April Crum. Great couple. Well, it's good to have you listening on bpnradio.com. I'm getting responses here on my Facebook page, my Dale Gentry Facebook page. So I give a shout out to you, Nana, and you, Kara, and you, Heather, and you, Renee. I had a word for you. Have I given it yet, Renee? Have I given that word to Renee yet? I'm not sure. I'm looking right quick to see if I have, because I had a word for her. Maybe I've already given it. I've given so many words today. Renee W. from Collinsville, Illinois, I bless you right now. The Holy Spirit is putting you in high cotton. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say. He's placing you in the middle of major movers and shakers. You'll be tempted to compromise once you get there, but I declare you won't. You'll be tested, but you'll pass the test. You're going to put you through the fire, but you'll come out pure gold. You're going to be a light shining in dark places. Going to put you in secular places, and you're going to be a major influence for all to see, because you're going to lift Jesus high. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the higher Renee, the higher you lift up Jesus, the higher he's going to promote you, enlarge you. It's going to be amazing what's going to do for you in the secular world. So I bless you. Craig there from Pullen, Washington. Boy, the anointing of God is upon your life. And I just see your passport being stamped many, many times. He's just the world. He's put the world in your heart. Not only put the world in your heart, but he has put the world in your hands. I bless you out there, Eddie from Alaska. Thanks for joining us here on bpnradio.com. I'm delighted to have you listening. I'm going to give a shout out to you, Tyron, from London, England. And I give a shout out to you, Kitty there, L, from Richland, Washington. Boy, the gift of excellence is in your hands. I bless you, Carrie. Carrie B, everything is spinning around you, happening so quickly there from Paragould, Arkansas. But you're going to find a place to get on. Yes, you are. And Ron M from Houston, Texas, I wrote down a word for you. Keep working, teaching, serving, because your consistency and your steadfast faith is being monitored and mimicked by many others. People are watching you. And as a result, sometimes you think you're not making very much progress, Ron M. But I'm telling you, many are following you, and you are setting a pattern, setting a rhythm. So don't be discouraged. Keep following him. Keep following the Lord as others follow you. And Lorena, I'm glad you joined us. I gave a word for you last week. I trust you got it. Let me know. And Rochelle from Simcoe, Ontario, Canada. I have a word for you. I'm going to find it. I'm going to give it out to you, Rochelle, there from Canada. I've had a lot of great ministry in Canada. I've got to minister in so many, many places. I'm looking for your word, Rochelle. Give me just a moment. I got my Oh, I found it. From Simcoe, Ontario, Canada. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're giving expression to others who have God ideas or witty inventions. You're an incredible business person. I see your name attached to many businesses. Write your vision down. Make it plain to others who have the bones. They don't know how to put it all together. They got the bones. They got the ideas, but they don't know how to get the bones to come together. So I speak the words of the prophet there in the book of Isaiah, where he prophesied over the bones. So there's a lot of people going to come to you and they say, I've got this idea, I've got these witty inventions, I got all this, I don't know how to put it together. You'll begin to prophesy over what they have, and the Holy Spirit will bring about a plan, and you take a percentage. Don't take a percentage of their profits, because you are a dream maker, and others are going to see and be astounded by what God is doing in your life. Rochelle, you have a very unusual gift there in Simcoe, Ontario, Canada. And speaking of business people, wow, I think what I'm going to do, you know, my son Rick Gentry has put together 15 hours of business broadcasting for those who are in business, those who want expanded business, and those who want to get started in business. And you can tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. Well, Ian Kieber has an announcement, and then I'm going to bless all you business people. I have a lot more prophetic words, and so I'm going to give it. But Ian Kieber has a word for you concerning Marketplace Saturday. Happy birthday, by the way, Ian. God bless you. Listen to this, and I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Kieber reminding you to join us for Marketplace Saturdays. Marketplace Saturdays is full of information, motivation, inspiration, and business tips that will help you grow in whatever field you come from. Now, whether you're a small business owner or an employee looking to grow and learn more, Marketplace Saturday is for you. Join Rick Gentry, the host of Marketplace Saturdays, from 8 a.m. to midnight Central Standard Time, where you can learn from the best. Marketplace Saturdays, where leaders go to grow.
This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Okay, let's pray, America. That's exactly what we're doing here on BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. That was the voice of Delvin Kinzer, our award-winning news director. When I go off today, when I go off there, he'll be on to give you up-to-date news on BPNRadio.com, 11:55. At 11:55, we're going to have a word from the wall from Roy Beard. It's going to be a great time, so you don't want to miss it. And then, of course, we'll have a special guest on at noon, and then we'll have Callie Hargraves on at 1 o'clock. For all the warrior women. Tomorrow on BPNRadio.com, Dennis Jernigan, my friend for a long, long time, that I gave a prophetic word. One word from God can change your life forever. Dennis Jernigan is going to be on with me tomorrow. In 1986, I went to the Baptist Church in Oklahoma, where he was serving as administrator. There was another guy leading the worship, the music. And I prophesied that those two men were going to trade places. The pastor was standing there with me. 1986, they traded places. Dennis Jernigan became the worship leader. Finally, not long after that, he started traveling with evangelist James Robinson. Boy, he's written so many, many great songs, sung, recorded with so many great artists. Just that one word changed his whole life. He'll be on with me tomorrow, and that is at 10 a.m. Central Time on BPNRadio.com. I have a word for Nancy T. from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Nancy, God is ready to make up for lost time. Do it again. Your faith is on display. It's not you, it's your faith. So like Daniel chapter 10, it's been a long time coming, but it will happen. So I'm going to give you Daniel chapter 10 for your life scripture. He truly will make things beautiful in his time, not your time, his time. Others will see and be astounded by what God is doing in your life. I bless you, Nancy. Tulsa, Oklahoma. A word for Patty D. from Alva, Oklahoma. Patty, you are a gatherer. You know how to bring people together to get started. Because you are a starter. Don't try to be a long-term person and don't have long-term projects. That's not your gift. Leave the long-term projects and the finishing to others. You light the fire. Get it going good and bright and hot. Transfer to others and start another assignment. Oh, wow. You're going to have a lot of major assignments in your lifetime. So, Patty D., Alva, Oklahoma, bless you in Jesus' name. And Natalie G. from St. Landry, Louisiana. Natalie, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you are a good friend to many people, and he's placing you into those lives who need a true friend. A true friend. Your ability to speak in every type of people, group, and culture is going to bring you great openings, lasting results. You're in for the ride of your life. Natalie G. from St. Landry, Louisiana. Kimberly E. from Brandenburg, Kentucky. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, quit majoring on minors and get on with the major things in your life. Don't let the little foxes spoil your vines. You're a leader, so get started leading. Don't hesitate. Don't waste your time on whiners and people that are only takers and not givers. Get on with the show. Get on with the show, Kimberly. Get on with the show, Kimberly. Hallelujah. I bless you in Jesus' name. Elsa S. from Kyoto, Iowa. Wow, you are a business person. And I hear you being interviewed on Marketplace Saturday. And I even hear you hosting your own show on Marketplace Saturday. We have openings for people that want to host their own show. So get ready. Don't make any small plans. Make some big signs. Make some big promotions. Get your website ready. You're going to get ready. Make room for the big. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. Make room for the big. So, Elsa, probably pronouncing your name wrong, but I bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you for being a part of Breakout Radio Church. And if you don't have a pastor or a church, go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, Breakout Radio Church. And I preach at Breakout Radio Church every Sunday morning, 8 a.m., 10 a.m. on bpnradio.com. I have a word for Danita. Danita I. from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Here I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying broken pledges, broken promises are being put back together. Broken pledges and broken promises. Dreams lost and found. Now coming back, coming from directions that you least suspect. Danita, I'm telling you, God is at work. And those dreams and promises that have been broken, lost and found, coming back to you. I bless you there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. T-Town. In Jesus' name. And Dina D. from Richmond, Texas, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that your dreams and visions are healthy. They're healthy. They're not on life support like maybe you think, but they're very healthy, and they're waiting in line. People are waiting in line to help you in Jesus' name. So I bless you there. Dina D. from Richmond, Texas, I was in that area not long ago. And I just hear the Lord saying, golden opportunities are coming your way. Golden opportunities are coming your way. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name. I'm going to pray for, I'm going to pray for some of you that have left your name on my Facebook page. But first of all, I want to give you an opportunity to give. Jesus himself said it's more blessed to give than to receive. And of course, there's never a charge for any prophetic words. I've never done that. But I want to give you an opportunity to bless Breakout Prayer Network, because Breakout Prayer Network is supported and sponsored by you, our loyal listeners and friends, you that believe in us. And if you want to make a contribution today, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com. Some people says, where are you at on radio? I'm on internet radio. Holy Spirit spoke to me in 2014, start leading prayer on internet radio. So all you have to do is remember bpnradio.com. And we are the only bpnradio.com in the whole wide world. Now, there may be other BPN radio stations, but we are the only bpnradio.com. And so when you go to bpnradio.com, you'll immediately see the play button. And all you have to do is click play right below the logo, because some people are still asking. Right below the logo, once you get to bpnradio.com, you'll see the bpnradio.com, Calling America to Pray with your host, Dale Gentry. Right below that is where you turn the radio station on. Hit play, click play, and you are on with me anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day since November 2014. But on that new website, there is a place that says donate, and I'm clicking it right now. When you click donate, you're going to get Dale and Gene Gentry's picture. Tomorrow's Gene Gentry's birthday, by the way. You can send her a happy birthday message. And there's our picture there, and there's a place to donate. You see the donate button right there? Click the donate button. And when you click that donate button, you can use your PayPal. It says donate with PayPal, but you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, and you can click the amount. And we would be so very thankful if you'd sow a seed, $5, $10, $20, $100, whatever it may be. It goes to Breakout Ministries. If you're making a check, make your check to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas, 78709. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And remember, when you look at our, take a look at our brand new website, you can see the pictures of our whole team there. Just go to bpnradio.com and click on team, and you'll see my picture as president and founder, Gene Gentry's vice president, Linda Meeks, our personal assistant, Ruth Gentry, who's bpnradio.com station manager, Michael Schonborn, BPN chief engineer and producer, Cheryl Ortiz, our BPN prayer coordinator, Delvin Kinzer, our BPN news director, Aliona Pertuca, editor and studio technician, Brittany Greenlee, who is the host of Night Watch, Rhonda Kinzer, who hosts every Friday the prayer time on bpnradio.com at 10 a.m. She's also on Facebook Live. She has an incredible listening audience. She has a gift of faith and gift of faith as she prays for people. Ian Kieber, BPN program host. Allison Kieber, host of Prophetic Thursday. And Taylor Gentry, Alexander, who hosts the Millennial Watch. She's now in Australia. Darla Gentry, one of the BRC assistants. Gene Sally Massey, elders. Rick Gentry, Marketplace Saturday director. Joe Ragland, elder and board member. Brian Kirsten, Kristen King, praise and worship leaders. Roy Beard, program host. Dr. Ron Lester, program host. Callie Hargraves, program host. Evelyn Gastelum, our Spanish editor. Dr. Bob Nichols, a board member. Dr. Tom Peters, board members. All of our team there. I want to give a shout out and say to our team, thank you, thank you, thank you so very much, because without your help, we could not do it. And I want to thank those of you that are giving. Your gifts are tax deductible. I want to thank you for your giving. God bless you. Well, we got a few more minutes, and what am I going to do? I'm going to pull up some names of people. Boy, I feel the anointing today. I just believe that people are receiving words. I may have never called your name, but there's just a special anointing upon this broadcast. Even if you're listening at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock, is which these programs are being replayed. Regina L. there from Springtown, I believe Springtown, Texas, already wishing Gene Gentry happy birthday. Thank you for wishing happy birthday to Mrs. America. I'm going to give a shout-out to some of you people that are joining us here on BPNradio.com live here today. And I just want to thank you, say thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. If I don't get to your name, we'll get to it Thursday or time to come. I just want to give a shout out to Blonnie, Blonnie from Woodward, Oklahoma. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just declare that God is giving you a whole new new household full of furniture, new furniture. God is replacing every stick of furniture in your home. I bless you there. Copal from, they're from the Baytown, Texas there. I bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is restoring all the dignity that was ever lost in your life. Hallelujah. God is restoring all of the dignity that you may have lost in times gone past. In Jesus' name, I bless you. Alyssa, there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hallelujah. I bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And God is setting, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He is setting a new rhythm in your life. A new rhythm. You know, the Holy Ghost operates with rhythm. If we can just catch the rhythm in every church service, if I have anything to share with people that want to work in a church service or any arena, catch the rhythm. The Holy Spirit works in rhythm. So I declare you're catching a new rhythm, Alyssa, there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Connie Lynn, there in Sulphur Springs, Texas. You know what I did? I wrote down a prophecy for you. And I'm going to share it in just a moment. I'm just going to get it out and share it with you because I wrote it down. Bear with me right now. Don't leave me yet. don't leave me yet because I have a word for Connie Lynn. I wrote it down and I'm going to find it. Connie Lynn, because I see that you're listening right now. You're listening and I'm going to write it down. Hey, Lorena, while I'm looking for that from Dinuba, I gave you this word last week, but I see you're listening today, so I'm going to repeat it. Lorena, I see you have a major ministry with those who have been taken advantage of, living lives below the poverty level, both financially, spiritually, emotionally, because of ongoing issues that were not their fault, yet blaming themselves, going through life filled with guilt and condemnation, attempting or considering suicide while continually hurting or degrading themselves because of physical or sexual abuse they've suffered over the years. I see you getting involved in the human trafficking situation as well. You have much to give, Lorena. The door is wide open. So don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. I'm looking for the word for Connie Lynn. I'm going to find it in just one moment because I don't want to pass her by. Sulphur Springs, Texas. This I wrote it down. I see a family revival coming your way. Your kids and your grandkids turning radical. Your kids and your grandkids, Connie, turning radical from a pale blue to a bright red, consuming fire in your household. Others will see the fire and will even attempt to call the fire department, possibly. Amazing results from your amazing diligence to pray over the years. It's paying off. So I'm speaking this word over you, Connie, and a lot of other people who may be getting a little bit weary in well-doing, saying, you know, I've just been praying so long. I just don't know if it'll ever come to pass. Dana there from Bristol, Connecticut, I bless you right now. In Jesus' name, you have such a bright future, and you have a glowing smile, and I just declare that the glory of God has surrounded you. I've got a friend named Michael W. Smith who's got a new song out called I'm Surrounded, and it's on his brand new album. You need to go and find that. It's on as we, most all the music we play on bpnradio.com, iTunes, I'm surrounded, so surrounded. Michael W. Smith, I love that song. I might be able to find it and play a little bit of it just for you. You think I could do that? Well, all things are possible. I think my friend Michael W. Smith has brought out, I was with his daughter, who's one of my spiritual granddaughters, just Sunday, Whitney Boring. I'm gonna find. Do I have time to do this? I don't have anybody in the studio with me to tell me no, so I'll just go ahead and do it. Michael W. Smith has a brand new album out. I'm gonna play a song. I don't know if I've ever done this or not. I'm gonna play a song for you, Dana. Can I do that? Okay, wait just a minute. I'll find it wherever the M's are at. And I'm going to play a little bit of this for Dana in Jesus' name. I'm going to play a song just for you from Michael W. Smith's brand new album. Are y'all still with me? Don't turn me off yet. Don't turn me off because I've got this brand new album, this brand new song that I'm going to play by Michael W. Smith. I'm surrounded by you. Okay. So surrounded. I am surrounded. Okay. I'm going to find it. Do I have just a few more moments to find this song? I do. I know you're not going to turn me off because you want to hear this song. I'm making a special dedication to Dana, and I'm going to find it. If I've got the right title, I'm going to find it. PQRS. Okay, surrounded. I'm surrounded by you. So surrounded by you. I know that some of you are laughing right now because you're saying, no, I'm tired of this, but you got to wait here because I need to play this song. So surrounded, I'm surrounded, so surrounded by you, so surrounded. So surrounded by you. And, boy, it's a great song. And I'm not sure if I've got the right song. I'm going to play a little bit and see if I've got it. I'm not sure if that's it. I'm gonna find it, but I dedicate Michael W.'s new song, So Surrounded by You. So I bless you, Dane. I took a lot of time. I'll find the song. I just did it on the spur of the moment. Chantal, I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just declare that God is using you to minister to many orphans, and God is going to give you special entrance into many orphanages. So I just speak out a blessing upon you right now in the name of Jesus. And, yeah, Chantel, where are you from, girl? I bless you right now in the name of Jesus from South Africa. Wow. All the way from South Africa. Chantel B from South Africa. I bless you, young lady. And Olivia M. from Eunice, Louisiana. I bless you, Olivia. Declare the will of God be done. Tabitha and Bobby N. from Opelousas, Louisiana. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. And I just speak Luke chapter 4. All the works that he declared that you would do in Luke chapter 4, you are doing it. Hallelujah. And he is bringing you into your place in ministry, bringing you into your place, a special place in Jesus' name. And I just want to bless you, Alicia from, I believe, from Oklahoma City, Alicia H., in Jesus' name. And you've just sown a lot of seed. The hand of God is upon you. Merca H., I bless you there in Oceanside, California. You're going to bring a lot of pit dwellers out of the pit. Those people that have been having a pity party, you're going to bring them out of the pit. And I bless you now as you bring people up out of the pit, those who are pit dwellers, in the name of Jesus. All of the pit dwellers, I declare in Jesus' name, you are blessing them and bringing them up out of the pit, in the name of Jesus. I just bless you, George. George A., they're up there in New England States. Kimberly E., I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you, Renee C. E. I bless you, Chad W. I bless you, Wayne. Wayne R. Is that you, Wayne Reed, preacher of the gospel? I bless you there in Illinois or Missouri, wherever you're at, in the name of Jesus. I bless you, Heather P. I bless you, Monica W. I bless you, John K. Oh, wow. I bless y'all in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you so very, very much for being a part of BPNRadio.com and the Prophetic Tuesday. I bless you. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless you, Laura D. I bless you, Nicole M. Keep going. Don't stop now. I just speak a blessing upon those of you that are listening today here on BPNRadio.com. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Well, wow, what a wonderful day. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What wonderful opportunities that lies ahead for those of you that are seeking the face of God. And I just want to speak a blessing upon those of you, whether I ever called your name or did not call your name. I just want to speak a blessing upon you, asking God to bless you in all that you put your hands to do. And Vicki R., I just want to declare that you are not alone. You are not alone. The Lord is with you, and if He is with you, who can be against you? And the word is nobody. I just have an encouraging word for Tiffany G. from Jacksonville, North Carolina. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying, you're almost there. Work with the anointing. You know how to do that. It's the anointing that is breaking the yoke. It's time for you to shift gears, begin to operate in the supernatural so that you can experience supernatural results that will result in major events far beyond your comprehension at this very moment. So I bless you now. In the name of Jesus, all that you put your hand to do. Thank you so very, very much for being a part of this broadcast. And I just want to give a shout out to Paul C. down in Punta Gorda, Belize. And Paul, I hear the Holy Spirit saying for you not to leave any of the basics behind. You to put a new value in the things you've learned, the places you've studied. Don't be drawn away from the things you've invested into and sacrificed for some new thing that might seem great at the moment, but will splinter and fall apart, because the new thing that you're observing and considering will take you away from the things you've been preparing for your whole lifetime. So don't mismanage your resources by trying to lay hold of something that has not been proven and will cost you time and money. And Dorothy D. from Walters, Oklahoma, hear the Holy Spirit saying, Dorothy D., you are loved, and God is making up for lost time. The visions and God and dreams that God gave you when you were a teenager are now coming into focus and coming to pass. I bless you there in Jesus' name. And there, Arenia S.P. from New Delhi, India. From New Delhi, India, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that your fever is going to turn into great favor in that region where you live and beyond. Your spiritual favor is going to turn into great fervor for more of Him and for more of His power and glory, which you are going to witness and you are going to experience. Well, what a wonderful day that it's been. So very thankful and grateful that you've been listening to BPNradio.com. I appreciate Aliona Pertuca, who is a faithful editor, and she operates with me there in a faraway place near Russia, and very faithful to be on live with me. And Aliona Pertuca, love you there. You are a blessing, and she'll keep things going throughout the day on bpnradio.com, around the clock, around the globe. Thank you for listening, and I'll be, of course, ministering every Tuesday on Prophetic Tuesday. I'm actually on the air live on bpnradio.com every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then other people pick it up on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but it keeps going around the clock and around the globe. So, thank you for being a part of what God is doing here on bpnradio.com. Delvin Kinzer is next with the news, and we'll have some music, and then program continues 11:55 with Roy Beard. Don't forget, at noon Thursday, Prophetic Thursday with Allison Keeper. If we have not called your name today, we have your names, and we're not going to let a name fall to the ground. So keep listening, keep praying with us as we continue to call America to pray.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Care less if I could buy it all with a solitary night. For what good would a world do me with leaving on my mind? Lately, all I've got is leaving on my mind. And it seems that's all I bow my knee.
Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord,
I will praise you,
and I will sing of love come. As you show your face, we'll see your glory here. We'll see your glory here. We'll see your
precious every day. That little boy of mine, no one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so. He's something heaven has sent. He climbs upon my knee. He's all the world to me. To me he'll always be that little boy of mine.
Welcome home. say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. For now indeed I find thy power, and thine alone can change the leper spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all. Died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat that Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Crimson stain, he washed me white as snow.
to healing waters flow. Healing waters flow. Into healing waters flow over me.
That name, Jesus. Thank God there is power in that name. And here's why. Jesus got his name three ways. One, by inheritance. Two, it was bestowed upon him by our Father God. And three, by conquest. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And that's why there's power in that name, Jesus.
He acquired his name by inheritance, divinely begotten of love. His name was bestowed upon him from the heart of our Father God. and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He has given that name to me. Demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey, and heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. God has given him a name above every name, and he's seated at the Father's right hand. Jesus gave us the key to pray effectually, and the use of that name to command. With the court of high heaven watching over me, in the presence of God I can stand. Jesus gave me authority to pray in that name. Since I'm a new creature in him, demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey, and heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. And heaven stands at attention when I mention that name.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well,
there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say
that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.